Il-klassijiet tal-Malti ta' Saturday School of Community Languages fi' New South Wales li waslu għal l-eżami tal-Higher School Certificate of Education, l-HSC, għas-sena d-dieħla, jinsabu fil-periklu li jgħalqu minħabba n-nuqqas ta' interess mill-istudenti li jitalmu l-Malti. Tkellimt ma' Nancy Morvillo, il-prinċipal ta' Saturday School of Community Languages li jieħdu ħsieb daw il-klassijiet u staqsejta x'inhi s-sitwazzjoni.
Well, at the moment, we have a Maltese class, that is a Year 7 to 12 class, and in terms of the actual numbers, we only have 9 students at the moment. So we have currently 1 student in Year 7, 2 in Year 8, 2 in Year 9, 2 in Year 10, and 2 in Year 11. Obviously, we had 2 in Year 12, but they've now since obviously finished. So with only 9 students and I'm concerned about the number of new enrolments that we may or may not have for 2017. We're already processing a huge volume of enrolments, and I have to say, sadly, I don't have one Maltese one amongst those. Our enrolment period closes, I think it's the 19th of February, but what I think is important is obviously if we do get an enrolment for Maltese, we would consider it favourably. It, in terms of a cut-off, we need to have one, particularly for the classes that are bursting at the seams. But unfortunately, Maltese isn't one of those.
Fi New South Wales, bħal fil-Victoria, hemm diversi klassijiet tal-Malti li jiġu organizzati fil-komunità. Staqsejt lil Nancy Morvillo tispjegana x'inhuma eżatti dawn il-klassijiet ta' Saturday School of Community Languages.
As the Saturday School of Community Languages, we are a school that sits underneath the umbrella of the Department of Education. So we are a school for students to learn their background language in 24 languages across Sydney, and we also have 2 regional schools, so one in Newcastle and one in Wollongong at the moment. So the rules to it, we're a secondary school, so 7 to 12, and our students need to be studying their own background language, and the expectation is that they have some understanding of the language before they come to us. In terms of other community schools, that they attract funding from the department or from the government, if you like, but they're not linked to the Saturday School of Community Languages. So there are Maltese community schools in Sydney, but again, I believe they have quite small enrolment numbers as well, and a lot of them are for primary age students.
Hawnhekk staqsejt jekk studenti tal-Malti li jibdew jitalmu il-Malti f'xi skola jew klassijiet oħra tal-komunità jispiċċawx li jitalmu il-Malti fil-livell ta' Saturday School of Community Languages.
I think what happens is that we take them once they reach Year 7, so we can take students from Year 7 on, and with these other community schools, I think sometimes they become very much very close-knit, and so often students will stay there to study their language, but they don't come to us. So whereas we need to follow all the rules that a normal high school would follow, therefore we're preparing our students for the higher school certificate or for their record of school achievement in Year 10. Whereas I think the other schools do a wonderful job, but then it's more a community opportunity for students to practice their language.
So if they don't attend your classes, they wouldn't be able to sit for the HSC, is that right?
Correct. That is correct. However, having said that, there is what's known as the outside tutor model. So in some instances, some community schools are now looking at engaging a person who is or has some kind of qualification, and it's an arrangement, if you like, between the student, the school that student attends Monday to Friday, the Board of Studies, and the approved tutor.
waqt li ħafna studenti tal-Malti jitalmu f'atmosfera soċjali u mingħajr irbit ta' eżamijiet u assessjar, tkellimt ma' Nancy Morvillo dwar l-importanza li student jew studenta tagħmel l-HSC li l-punti tar-riżultati jistgħu jkunu ta' vantaġġ biex jidħlu fl-universitajiet u jkomplu l-istudji tagħhom minn barra naturalment li jilħu livell tajjeb tal-Malti.
Just last week we had the student, I spoke to the student who came first in the state in Maltese, and it was just very, very nice to have that accolade, both for the teacher and the centre where the language is taught. So, you know, it is really important, and I think it's also important to be part of a small community where the focus is also the quality of the language learning. And I was having a little look at some of the enrolment figures, and I know that in I guess the height would have been around 1997, where we had about 20 students. So it's never been a really huge number of students. However, maybe 30 years ago when it started, it may have been bigger than that. But you know, 20 students is quite healthy. I guess that Malta isn't a huge country.
Tkun ħasra li wara dawn is-snin kollha il-Malti fil-livell ta' l-HSC jintilef minħabba nuqqas ta' interess mill-istudenti Maltin.
It would be an actual great shame, because one of the interesting things is that Maltese is what's known as a CCAFL language, which is a collaborative curriculum across various states. So in order to keep smaller languages running, that's the arrangement or the agreement, if you like, so that with South Australia and Victoria and New South Wales, and in some cases also with Western Australia, there's an agreement where there's a particular a different state will look after the exam and so forth. And Maltese is one of those languages. Now, through the Board of Studies, of course. Now, the Board of Studies, I think last year, also put out a document that said that the Maltese language, along with another couple of languages, is actually at risk of suspension, because it follows the rule where if there are 15 students or less, and that's across all those states sitting for the HSC, then it's reviewed every 12 months for 3 years. So it is something that is important that, I guess, as a community, they don't want to see it. I don't want to see it go, certainly as the principal of the Saturday school. And I think the Maltese community needs to be aware that this is a distinct possibility of extinction, I guess, if you like, if there isn't something done about the Maltese. It's a case-by-case situation. From our point of view, Maltese is only run in one centre. So we look at the whole school offering. So for example, if a class isn't running with a huge number in one centre, but it's running at another centre, well then obviously for logistic reasons we say, well look, okay, this can't continue, you'll need to go there. And also the other factor is suitably qualified teachers. And in the case of Maltese, as I say, the discussion was that we certainly would be running at least for 3 terms, so that the current Year 11s who are now in Year 12 would be able to finish their HSC. But we've brought it to the attention of the Maltese class, if you like, and also of the community, because it's not, obviously it doesn't forebode well when we only have 9 students. I guess I think what's really important is that whilst I encourage the community to frequent whichever community school they would like, I think it's important that if we're to be able to continue to provide this service, I'd like to think that students, particularly Year 7 through to Year 10, consider coming to Saturday school, so that they then will get that record of school achievement. By the time they're actually in Year 11 and 12, they will have already realised, I guess, some of the benefits in terms of studying their own community language, nurturing their own identity, their sense of belonging, and also opening up career opportunities and quite likely bonus points. Some universities do offer that.